Hi guys, welcome to another wonderful episode of Emancipated Radio. My name is Luis Fernando Mises, welcoming you on another beautiful Friday. Today we're going to talk about intellectual property, but not necessarily in the legal sense. And as you know, since you've been following me for a while, I'm into lots of things, including awareness, shamanism, and all that wonderful stuff. So I'm going to try to talk about it from that perspective, because I think it's an interesting one. And the downside of this is that I don't necessarily have a way to prove it. I guess neither could you, you know, unless you have a legal battle with somebody. But there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about that's been written by a lot of psychologists, Carl Jung being one of them. And the idea is that intellectual property is not real property, because whenever you have an idea, you are connecting to a big old void, which, you know, that's a huge misnomer, but the idea is that it's like a big bag. Imagine Felix the Cat's bag, you know, it's full of possibilities. That's what the void is. So whenever we are in a state of receptiveness, we get to connect to that space, and we're able to get ideas from that space. And that's one of the reasons why people in different parts of the world are able to get the same idea at the same time or around the same time, without knowing about it, because they're tapping into this vast sea of consciousness. And the whole idea behind it is that suddenly, you know, creators or people that are inventors, all of these guys, or just, you know, anybody that has an idea, it's not just that they're extremely creative, is that they're tapping into something that is beyond their corpus callosum, and that is beyond their third layer of their brain, and it's a little bit beyond the physical realm. So with this, it seems kind of stupid to want to claim an idea as completely yours. I mean, you may be the hero that brought the idea from the ether to this 3D reality, which is a whole different thing. You know, it's like you become a Prometheus of sorts, whereas, well, I mean, you wouldn't be stealing an idea. You will be, well, he didn't leave the fire behind, killed. So, but I mean, yeah, you will be a form of hero that brings forth the ideas instead of somebody that magically thinks about him, and nobody else has access for you know, legal access to this idea. Otherwise, you know, they'll be infringing on some, like, you're hurting me. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's nonsense. So from this perspective, anybody can become an inventor or super highly creative. And actually, we teach this at work with the executives. We help them enter into this alpha state where they're able to connect with this Felix the Cat bag of surprises, and then they're able to come forth with breakthrough ideas for whatever troubles they're having in their business. And this is something that you can do too. And, you know, because a lot of people say, well, I don't have the gift. It's not a gift. It's a muscle that you have to train. It's a muscle that you have to continuously work to be able to get there. A lot of people have a propensity to do that easier, but anybody is able to do this. And we've taught, I don't know, hundreds of executives to be able to achieve this wonderful instance. Another thing that is kind of relevant is the idea of, you know, the whole creation thing. And this will get into a little bit of the notion of the God mind, if you will. And we can expand and talk about that for a couple minutes only, because, you know, I mean, we can probably have an entire 2-hour segment on it. But in a nutshell, the idea of a God creating, to me, is totally preposterous. and I'll explain why. If there is an entity that is everywhere, everywhen, nothing's outside of it, and therefore, you know, that entity is not afraid and it's happy, it's blissful, it's alone, then it cannot create anything because it's already everything. So when this God mind, if you will, wants to experience otherness, it shatters itself into billions of entities and forms of consciousness and plays hide and seek with itself. So then is when the creation actually happens. And it, that, again, is a misnomer. It's not a creation. It's just an interesting hide-and-seek game where we change our forms. And that's something that's pretty wonderful as well, because everything can be possible because nothing really lasts. Everything just recycles itself. And then you can come up with new ideas. You can draw into, connect with this void to be able to bring forth what's necessary or what you want to bring. So the idea of intellectual property in itself is not just legally stupid, as we all know, but it's completely preposterous in the metaphysical sense. It just doesn't work like that. So whenever people say, well, what would you do if they took your idea? It's, I mean, you have to really understand that it's not yours. You know, you brought it forth. You were the giver of birth of that idea, if you will. But just like with your kids, if, you know, there's some of you that are listening to have kids, you have them, you try to do your best work with them, but ultimately they're going to change. They're going to do their own goddamn thing. And you know, you may like it or not, but they're going to do their thing. And that's, I think, a better perspective to have as far as your ideas, because the more experience I have with all of these executives and entrepreneurs and business owners, their primary idea for their business is usually never what ends up being at the end. Things change and they don't like it sometimes, but you either move with it or you're going to have a really bad time. So what I want to bring forth to help hopefully understand is that the ideas are not yours. In this human body, if you will. I mean, they're yours and they're actually you. They're part of you. But it's not something that you created. It's something that's already there. So with that said, you know, the whole perspective changes entirely. And I hope I'm being a little bit persuasive here. And I am also hopeful that you're, if you have any questions, if you have any issues, you can text me, you can message me. I'm also on Instagram, Luis Fernando Mrs. We can continue this conversation. I can talk more about this because I think this is actually kind of interesting. And it's worth exploring because there's a lot of mystical schools of thought that actually talk about this. And a lot of psychologists that can confirm this ideology of the id, you know, the massive dark sea of consciousness. So again, my name is Luis Fernando Mrs. I hope you enjoyed this. Follow us on Facebook on Emancipated Human. I'm actually still blacklisted there, but I have access somehow through a friend. And, you know, share this if you liked it. Subscribe. We would love to hear from you. I hope you have a great day. Be well.